This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Everything you wanted to know about the music industry, ask Vic. Vic McClain from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tantalk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, 727-441-3000.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show, Hollywood Connections, with your host, Miss Florida Diva, Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi. Well, we are having a super special right now. And in the meantime, before we start, Bobby, let me get everything here. And Pastor Joe is here. Can you play the Holy Spirit song? Let's kick that off right now. And sure. This is by a good friend of mine in Los Angeles, Victoria Taylor. And it's one of our favorites. And this is just a special with Beaming Hope Church. I cannot do this show without God in my life. I cannot do this show without an amazing pastor. And this is all to bless you. In the name of Jesus today, I'll be right back. Okay, let me try.
Holy Spirit, come, fill this place, fill this space, 'cause I'm tired and so weary. Holy Spirit, come, fill me up, fill this cup. 'Cause I'm tired of being alone here. See, it's been a long, long time. Tried to make it on my own. Oh, tried to listen for your voice. Wouldn't hear. Now I've come to seek your feel your warm embrace. 'Cause I'm tired of being alone. I need you here. Spirit, come. Spirit, Spirit, come, fill this space, fill this space. Now I'm not alone here. Holy Spirit, come, fill me up, fill this cup. So now I'm in your presence. See, it been a long, long time. Try to make it on my own. Oh, try to listen for your voice. I couldn't hear. Now I've come to seek your face, and I feel your warm embrace. Now your presence is so warm, I feel you. Spirit, come. Spirit, come.
And we're back. I hope you enjoyed Holy Spirit song. That touches my heart, Yvonne, because that was my mother's song from a good friend of ours in Los Angeles. So isn't that gorgeous song?
Yes, it's totally gorgeous.
And we are super excited because we have Pastor Joe here from Beaming Hope Church. And we want to welcome Pastor Joe. Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Dawn. Thank you so much. Appreciate you having us on air today.
We are excited because I want to talk about your church, what you're doing, what God's doing in your church, how people can go to your church. But before we do, I know I have a little special surprise for you. We have Carrie calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. She's a friend of mine. She's my Miss Las Vegas Entertainment. And she is a Christian, and she has a word of the day for you.
Awesome.
So, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and good morning, everyone. Pastor Joe, Yvonne, and the lovely.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm excited to be here with you all today because, of course, we all know that we love the Lord, and it's such a beautiful thing being a Christian today. But that song at the opening of this show, Holy Spirit, really touched my heart, Dawn, and I can feel your passion when you talk about it. Truly, it was beautiful. So I'm going to go right into our scripture. And the scripture for today is coming out of Habakkuk, and that is chapter 2, verse 20. But the Lord is in this holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. And what God was giving me even in that today about the precious Holy Spirit and God's people that he has anointed and appointed that are being led by the Holy Spirit. And that we need to listen to them and sometimes, you know, slow to speak. And so that way we can receive and gain and get all those wonderful things that God is using through his servants to be able to be blessed and walk in the way of God's love. And so that's what God gave me today. And I hope it's a blessing to you all too, as well as it is to me.
That's beautiful, Carrie. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, and we want to bless your day as well, Carrie. May God keep giving you all the blessings and the desires of your heart every single day.
Thank you so very much. And you all have a blessed day. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds great. Now, before we start, how did I get to Beaming Hope Church? There's a history. And, you know, Brett, we want to thank you for being here as well. You're part of the church, as you know, with Beaming Hope Church. Say hi to everybody on the air.
Hi, everybody.
There we go. That's
nice,
Brett. So let's put Michelle on the air. She's taking her time real quick. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
We're going to call this, we're not going to call this Hollywood Connections. You had an idea. You said it's God's Connections.
Beautiful.
Yes, heaven's connections.
I like that.
Awesome,
yes.
So anyways, I took this little job, right? Just a little job, just for fun. And of course, you know, at the time, you know, I would come home and I'd smell like, you know, so much perfume that my dogs would run away from me. But there was a lady that I met and I had a little problem with my knee. I heard it on our sailboat or something happened as well. And so I met this lady and she's like, she works at a counter, the other one from this amazing store. And I said to her, I said, you know, here, she's like, why are you limping? And I was talking to her and I told her about the radio show. And she started to pray over my knee right there in the store. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. She shined like the stars and the sun and the moon, everything. She was just phenomenal. You could see God's presence in her. And so we talked and then she goes, do you have a good church? And I said, I've been church hopping. I haven't found one yet. Yes. I think that was over. Was it over Easter that I was hopping around? I don't know. And so Michelle, and you told me about Beaming Hope Church and what a blessing. We landed. And we want to thank you, Bert, my husband and I, for letting us find an amazing pastor, an amazing crew of people there.
Yes. Honestly, that was all orchestrated by God.
Of course.
So thank you, Lord. Thank for just bringing us all together, because that was a divine appointment.
That's right. So we are talking about your part of the church, and you are an amazing singer, and you're up and doing the praise and worship. And, you know, we just wanted to, you know, just give you a shout out and thank you so much for being a part of this amazing church. And Pastor Joe is here as well as Brett. We're going to talk about the church in just a few moments. Any words you want to say to Pastor live on the air?
I just want to thank God for an awesome pastor and all the pastors and members. But Pastor Joe and Pastor Leask are just so grounded in Christ, and it's such a blessing for the community and being led by the Holy Spirit. I mean, God is doing awesome things for them, and we're just really grateful to have strong leaders that really truly love God. So thank you, Pastor Joe. Thank you, Pastor Leska, and all my leaders and team members on Beaming Hope Church. My brother Brett.
There you go. Say hi to Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hey, Michelle. We love you. God bless you. Yeah.
Sounds good, Michelle. Thank you so much for calling in, and we miss you today here at the station, but we'll see you soon.
Yes. All right. Well, God bless you all. Have an
awesome
rest of your day.
Same to you. Same to you, Michelle.
So the reason, my point is, I went someplace that God put me, and it wasn't meant to be, but I met Michelle. That was my story.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, you just don't know timing. And that's what Joel Osteen's book was about when I first read it when my mom passed away.
Yes.
About timing and God's timing. And let's talk about the church, Beaming Hope Church.
Yes.
Pastor Joe, you know, tell us about your amazing church, because what I enjoy so much about it, that people that are hungry or families that have lost jobs, and it's a trying time now for some people, and, you know, corporate offices are closing, or, you know, they don't know what to do. You actually, I just want to start out, you have a Beaming Hope a free food pantry. Tell us about it.
Well, Dawn, thanks again for having me on your show here. I got to say, Jesus lives in the community and visits the church on Sunday. It's all about the community. It's all about helping people. And Jesus said, when you feed the poor, you do it for me.
Yes.
So every time we do that, it's like that echoes in my spirit. You did it for me, son. You did it for me. And we have a food pantry Sunday after the service. We give away about $100 worth of groceries. We're talking chicken, steak, female hygiene product, eggs, milk. Every week it's different. We're partnering with different food stores around the community. So we're here to let people know that not just, you know, spiritual, but people have needs. And once we give them this food, we follow up with them, like, you know, how's your family? You need prayer. So we're excited about that because, you know, the Lord said to feed his people, and that's what it's all about, feeding people. And, you know, we have outreaches that we do. So we're excited. And once again, it's every Sunday after the service, we give away, once again, $100 worth of groceries. Monday from 10 to 11, free produce. So everyone's welcome. You know, there's no requirements. We just, you know, come. And once again, we follow up on it. We don't just give them free food and walk away. So it makes an impact, and there's a lot of testimonies. So we're excited about that.
That's super cool. Now, I also like you have Flip Night with the teenagers.
Yeah,
tell us about that. Yes.
Yeah. We have Brother Brett and Eric from Friday night from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. We have the youth from 12 to 17. They come to the church, and, you know, they grill hamburgers and hot dogs for the kids, and they play games and basketball, and then they go inside the church, and they hear the word of God, and it's really good. He just teaches them on a practical level, and, you know, the kids really like it because, you know, you're keeping them off the streets.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of watching the news. This 12-year-old and this 15-year-old,
yes,
they're in jail, or, you know, all the drugs. So we're here. Mm-hmm. We're here to change that. And we're partnering with the deputy sheriffs from Largo and Seminole. And they're helping out all the time. They're giving us, you know, the clothes and different sponsors. And so it's really exciting what God's doing. We're going around the community, different apartment complexes, YMCAs, different schools, and let them know what we're doing here. So it's exciting to let the kids know it's not just, you know, you hit them with the Bible. Just show them you love them, you care
right.
about them.
Right. Pastor, how long have you been, the church have been there?
We just moved about a year ago, April, so mm-hmm. we're excited. We came
from where?
From St. Pete, Tyrone area.
Okay.
And that's a whole story by itself, how we got here. God just, you know, divinely just opened a door for this church here. So much parking and beautiful sanctuary. So we're really excited what he's done here.
Okay, and what type of church is this?
It's a non-denominational church,
mm-hmm.
casual attire, come as you are.
Okay.
You know, God looks at the heart, not the outside.
Exactly.
We welcome everybody from all different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, services are at 10 o'clock, and we have a Wednesday midweek service at 7. So everyone's welcome.
No, Sunday you have a 10 o'clock service, and do you have an evening service too?
Not yet, but it's getting there. We're getting close.
Okay.
Yeah. Church mm-hmm. is growing, so we're going to be doing that soon.
I like what you're doing, the involvement in the community. I like that a lot.
Yeah, we have once a month with the deputy sheriff, we partner with them. We have a family movie night.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, they come in with a big blow-up screen, and they show a nice, clean movie. We give away free hot dogs and clothes, and they're really excited about that. It's growing. So, you know, we're putting the word out there. That's once a month on a Friday night. So it's really, really fun.
How's the attendance?
Attendance is growing. We're, you know, God's into growth.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, little by little, he makes things grow. So we're growing, yes. You know, congregations from anywhere from 100 to 150. And it's
beautiful.
It's growing. So, you know, we're just getting out in the community and just telling people who we are.
Beautiful.
You know, also, too, what it also impressed me, you give so much from your heart. You have a giveaway Sunday. Tell us about that. Is that still going on?
Yeah, we got one coming up July 16th. It's called Super Sunday Giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
What we do, we give away free gas cards, free gift cards, appliances. We raffle them off at the end of the service. It's a lot of fun. We put flyers out, go on a radio talk show like this one right here.
Yes.
And we appreciate you guys letting us be here. It's a lot of fun. It pulls people that never been to church into church,
mm-hmm.
you know, because people got a bad taste with churches. You know, it's a place that you want to come.
Right.
You know? Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. So, yeah. You know. Our church is hot. You know, you heard Michelle come on and, you know, it's not just a pastor doing the work. It's getting people involved, all the different people in the congregation, different ministries, you know, the food pantry. We have the children's ministry, a nursery, flip night. So once everyone's plugged in, but you know, it's really special when we have these outreaches that we do. We'll go into the community. We'll go to these YMCA, different schools. And when you give away the free clothes or free food, when someone in the congregation does that,
yes,
it touches your heart
mm-hmm.
because you realize someone's worse off than you, and it's blessed to be a blessing.
Beautiful.
Now, if somebody has anything, I'm going through my house, and I said to my husband, I said, we don't need all this stuff. You know, some stuff. You know, we can drop it off. When is a good time to drop things off at the church? You know, that if you have popcorn makers or coffee pots that you don't use.
Blenders.
Or, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's usually someone there. There's the website, beaminghope.org, or there's a phone number, 521-7305, area code 727. We have a drop box Monday, pretty much during the week, from 9 to 5, someone's there. Mm-hmm. So just come on by.
You know, it was really interesting. You had a pastor that was from Hawaii, and I'm wearing these beautiful shells that they brought for everybody. And I want to thank you because that means a lot. You know, after church, we took the little Nautica out, and my husband was wearing his. And he looks so fun and so sexy. I'm like, you look so island boy.
Yeah, that was Pastor Eugene and his wife, Carissa. They travel around the country, but Beaming Hope Church is their home church where they come back and get refreshed. And they're such generous people. And they just got back from Hawaii, and they wanted to bless the church. They gave everyone in the congregation, all the leaders, some necklaces. So it was a blessing.
That
yes,
cool.
I wanted to speak to your name is Eric?
That's Brett.
Oh, Brett. I thought I heard Eric. I'm so sorry.
No, you're
fine. What's your involvement in the church?
Basically, I do a lot of social media for the church, which I absolutely love. It's one of my passions. On top
He's
of
really
everything
good.
Else. And, and the thing is, I'm always wanting to grow and learn, so I'm always trying to sharpen my skills and how we can actually go out and start, you know, presenting Beaming Hope as, you know, a community. We're helping people and we're really blessing them because we're really loving people right where they're at.
Yes.
And also, too, is I have a surprise for you. Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. Remember with Robert Young? And she actually played little Kathy, you know, kitten on the
right.
show. Well, she got in touch with me. She's doing a taping for Schoolhouse Diary. She's like the school bus driver, and she's got the kids like, you know, little rascals. But she's also a minister. And so I gave you her number, and please keep us posted. She'd like to come and speak to the church.
Okay.
And
beautiful.
I think that would bring in a great draw. Here she is, a child celebrity, but also a minister. And everybody loves Father Knows Best.
Yes.
And I think if we promote it on the radio and we promote it, and have her come in when she's coming in for her taping of the Schoolhouse Diary. She's in L.A. now.
Wow.
But I think that would be amazing. Also, Pastor, I was at the Christian Film Festival about 3 weeks ago. There were over 100 film directors that were, you know, from the Christian world of the film festivals. And they all are asking me, does your church play certain movies? Can we play our Christian film? So, you know, the gentleman, I forgot his name. There's so many, but there was a couple stars from the Christian film festival world. And so I said, let me talk to Pastor and I'll pass that information on to you. So that was something I wanted to see if in, maybe in the future you might be interested in.
Absolutely. People need to realize that the kingdom of God is about networking.
Exactly.
It's about everybody working together.
Yes.
And that's why I'm excited. We go to different businesses, Little Caesars, you know, the sheriffs, and, you know, they had a big Christmas get together this past Christmas, and all the sheriffs, they dropped all the toys off to us. And, you know, watch this. This is how God works. For Thanksgiving, Dawn, what happened is I told everyone that the first 100 people are going to get turkeys. Mm. At 10:15, we had 100 people on the door ready. And my wife says, what are we going to do? I said, don't worry. It's going to be okay. So after the service, I told everyone, just come tomorrow and you're going to get your turkeys. When the service finished, I had an organization call me and said, would you like 100 free organic turkeys?
Oh,
I said, absolutely. Wow. Please bring them in. I mean, God is so faithful. And the more you network and more you get the word around, you know that God wants to work with everybody. It's not just an island to yourselves. Once we come together and the community comes together, then you're going to see the crime rate drop. You're going to see the schools. You know, you're going to see no more. You know, to me, building more prisons isn't the way to go. We need to get them out of prison.
Definitely not.
You know, and show them the love of God.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, there was a time that a couple months ago, you were preaching on the altar, and you said, whoa, we just got a free vacation, me and my wife, you know, and I was like, I'm sitting there to my husband, I'm like, I want a free vacation, God. I want one. Do you know what happened? This is my little praise and worship on my thing. Well, I had a company that was the Comic-Con. They had The Walking Dead and all the, you know, stars. And so I told the guy, I said, listen, can I work out something with some commercials for you? I can come on the cruise. He goes, well, you got to send me 10 people. Just long story short, the 10 people didn't show up. That Thursday before their ending of, you know, their Comic-Con registration, I got a call. Can you come up to the Spooky Empire and run the booth for us? So then they didn't really want to pay me at the time. They said, hey, can we give you a trade for $2,300 room? My first cruise ever to Cozumel in February, which was our anniversary.
Beautiful. Wow.
That was one of the many testimonies. And I want to tell you, this would not be happening if we have to be more consistent. We've been busy on the weekends, you know.
Yes.
But going to Beaming Hope Church, you're coming out, you're walking in, and you're coming out blessed even more so.
Amen.
And that was just one of the many. And I have a question for you, Pastor, and this has been wrecking my husband and both of our brains. There was a pastor that prayed over us in Hollywood, Florida, real quick, and it was a production office, and he came in, and it was pretty powerful. I lived in a little apartment with little bars on the window, and it was, like, horrible, you know, as I kept praying for to get out of there at the time. And so that's when I had met Bert, and he came down, and long story short, he had just changed the lock on the door. And we had two little dogs, Ginger and Buffett, and we took them out about 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, of course, we just had a little glass of wine, and we're just sitting there going, what a powerful day. And I did bring this up on another show on a Christian network about 2 weeks ago. And long story short, this guy with long hair walks by with a tow truck driver shirt about 1:30 in the morning. He goes, hey, guys, how you doing? Now, I want to tell you, I don't think we had any money. We were in the midst of moving to Colorado. We didn't know. It was like one of these crazy times. And we tried everything to open that door. And he said, my husband goes, well, we're locked out of our apartment. And he goes, oh, well, I'll help you. Now, I'm a person that says, how did you do that? What did you do? I'm very outspoken.
Right.
He walks up to the door, Pastor Joe and Brett, puts his hand on the door, opens the door and walks away. Now, we both of our arms, you know, stood up and we just like, I looked at my husband. I said, well, he was my boyfriend at the time. I said, what just happened? Mm-hmm. He goes, I don't know. So my pastor that we were there at the time in Hollywood, I said, God's got your back. That was probably your angel. Now,
yes, I believe
I
in
couldn't
angels.
Get any words out. I couldn't get any words. So what would you say? I mean, have you heard of stories like that? I mean, this is both of us.
And he just went away. The man just.
We just looked at each other and we went, what just happened? And we couldn't get any words out. We were like in awe.
Yes.
And so we tried to find him. We couldn't find him.
Well, when you're serving God and you love God, and the Bible says, seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, he looks out for you.
Yes, he does.
And he just sends someone. See, the Bible says that, you know, when you talk to strangers, you could be entertaining an angel.
My grandmother always told me that.
And you had an angel, this guy dressed up as a man, it came by that time. That's called a divine appointment.
Okay.
You know, one time, real quick, my wife, we're at the beach. I says, look, put your keys in the duffel bag. You don't lose them. Uh-huh. We're at the beach. It's getting dark. She lost the key.
Okay. Oh,
and
oh
I'm trying.
God.
I'm trying to be real calm. Okay. I'm back at the car, and I'm just saying, okay, Lord, what are we going to do? Okay, I got to get a taxi. No problem. And this man comes off the beach. It says, is this your key? It's like a needle in a haystack, a key. And I was just like, God, thank you. You're so awesome.
Yes.
The little things every day that he blesses us with is just phenomenal. You know what I mean?
Yes, wait, very
you're talking
true.
About keys. I'm going to give your wife a little present.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she is God's queen.
Wow.
Here's a little keychain, a little thing with a crown on it for your wife.
Wow. Look at that. Didn't even know
just
that.
A little
wow.
Surprise.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Well, you know what? One time I lost my wallet, this wallet right here. And I was devastated because everything about me was there. And so I just was frantic. And so finally, something said, calm down. And I was working at that time. So I was working with a young lady. And I said, I got to go ahead and do my work because I work for mentally challenged people. And so I was taking her. I was doing everything I had to do for her, knowing that I didn't have a wallet. But when I got upstairs to her apartment, my phone rang, and the spirit said, there go your wallet. Before I even answered the phone,
wow.
Something said, that's your wallet. And it was a homeless man had found my wallet and returned it to me with everything in it.
Awesome. That's God. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. I have another question that's been racking my brain on something, and I needed you here to answer these questions. When my mother passed away, and she was a Christian, and my parents would pray over people, so I saw a lot of miracles. You know, I was in a car crash hitting a telephone pole at 50 miles an hour coming out of it. And if I went to roll my window up, I would have been dead with barbed wire through my face.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there was a lot of miracle stories. But when my mom passed away, before she did, she goes, I've learned all my lessons. I'm going home. So that was number one. And she said the night before, she says, Dawn, if I can ever give you a sign, I will, which I don't know. And I'm walking the beach in Hollywood, Florida, and I'm just missing her terribly. Now, there's a fisherman that was there, and he says, hey, lady, somebody loves you out there. And I went, what? And I looked. Now, it could have fallen off a boat. You know, I don't know how it got there. But there were 12 long-stem roses around my feet in a horseshoe.
Wow.
And I picked them up, and I put them in my Bible, and I said, thank you, Mom. That's how I perceived that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what, you know, I don't know how they got there. I looked down, and all of a sudden, there are roses around my feet.
Mm.
What wow. What is that? I mean, I know that's like a miracle to me.
God works in mysterious ways.
He wonders to perform.
One of his names is the Rose of Sharon. He's the Lily of the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk with him every day, there's always things happening. He just blesses you. He just wanted to let you know that, you know what?
Yes.
Your mother's there, and he loves you, and he loves your mother, you know, and you're on his right path. There's many paths you can walk on, but you walk that narrow path. A lot of people say, oh, that narrow path is so hard. It's not hard.
No.
It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
When you know, joy is from inside, not outside. You can enjoy a person, but true joy comes from the Lord.
That's true. Now, also, too, I'm heavily in the entertainment industry, which is, you know, is owned by somebody else that's on the dark side of many things, you know, in Hollywood. My question is, and I've noticed a lot of people that are into tarot cards or into the future or into, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I had people following me around. I want to read for you. Oh, my gosh. And I just say, no, thank you. You know, what is your sign? It is the sign of the cross. You know, I mean, I'm a crab, but I love the water. I've changed it to gardenia. So my question to you, Pastor, is what would you tell people? Because can I set up a story real quick? My mother and I, back when I was a teenager, and this is important for people to know. There was a Ouija board, and
yes,
I was 12.
I
was 12 or 13 years old, and this story is to answer your question that I asked you. We were playing this thing; we thought it was cool, and it was giving us answers. My mother said, "Who is your master?" And I said, "My master is King." My mother said, "Who is your master?" "My master is King. Cannot tell, will not tell. Afraid, afraid, afraid." Long story short, it said, "My master is King of Hell." I can say that on the air because. We looked at each other, and I was 13 years old. We smashed that board. Now, we didn't know anything better. We didn't know any better. And we just hugged each other. And we realized what we were into. And I'm noticing in the Hollywood world, the tarot cards, the people, I want to read for you. Let me find the signs of this. Give some advice, because there's a lot of people listening, especially on Facebook right now, as well as, you know, around the world.
Yes.
Well, the Bible says the devil comes as an angel of light. And that just goes to show you that people are searching, because without the Lord inside you, it's an empty void.
I think people are searching for the unknown.
Mm-hmm. And yes. You got these 1-800 psychic hotline, you know, yes. They come on late at night because people are up, they can't sleep. Mm-hmm. But the devil comes as an angel light, he's a copycat. Mm-hmm. And all that, you know, horoscope, it's called familiar spirits. And the devil's a copycat. If someone wants to, you know, read your horoscope or Ouija boards, that's all demonic. It's an imitation, you know. And actually, you know, when you give your heart to Jesus Christ, you know, the Son of God, he breaks those, like, curses. You ever see someone that they're every week something happens? Their car breaks down. They got a flat tire. The refrigerator breaks. The washing machine.
Something happening.
That's not normal. That's right. Not normal. So mm-hmm. these are curses, and the devil knows, as long as he has you there, as long as Jesus isn't your Lord and Savior, he has you there. But once you give your heart to him and you allow him to come in your life, he breaks those curses off you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Did that help you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of family curses. I've seen it throughout the years of different people, and they still have it. Mm-hmm. If it's alcoholism, their family had it.
It goes through the family.
Right. Or, you know.
Drug addiction.
Exactly. Right. And that's the one thing I want to pray for these young teenagers as well. You know, and I have some, you know, family people that I know that definitely need the help in that realm, you know, that they realize it's number one, that God's going to get them out of this.
It's mm-hmm. even the music they listen to. These kids, this heavy metal, like,
yes,
you know.
All kinds of cursing.
Jesus said, be careful what you listen to, because that affects your mind. You
yes.
see, so if that's
of
what's
course.
Going, if that's what's going in the mind, you know, war, fight, kill, blood, and that's what they're watching, that's what they're listening
yeah,
to.
Yeah, careful what you see, this
right.
television, these television shows.
It's going inside you, and whatever you're thinking, that's what you become.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, when you serve God, you have a lifestyle. It's awesome. You know, I tell these kids, it's better than Busch Gardens. Venture. You have no. It's fun serving God, and that's the point we want to get. You know, the Bible says Jesus sits on the throne and laughs at the wicked. He laughs at the devil. I did a teaching this past Sunday called Backfire.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a child of God, every plan the devil has to coming against you, God has a counter plan. He backfires it. So the Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper. So when you're a child of God, you're out there just kind of, you know, floating through life, and there's like an emptiness inside. What that emptiness is, it's a void that Jesus Christ is inside your heart. I've tried everything, you know, in my past, you know, but when I met Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, my life changed.
You know what I like about your church? I was sitting here thinking, because I'm raised in the church.
Oh yeah.
The church was my life. I went to Sunday school, and then I go to the service, and on Monday night you got this, and then on Wednesday night you got prayer meeting, and my whole life, my church was the center of my life. And I'm 82 years old this Saturday.
Young.
Yeah, 82 young, and I've seen that type of relationship that people have with the church. It's not there no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt safe in my church. I felt safe in my community. Not today. But I'm thinking that your church, from what you're telling me, is the type of church that I know about. And that's going to help so many people. I mean, it's just wonderful to hear your message, Pastor.
Right. God's raising up a remnant, you see. Because there's churches out there playing church, but when you have
a relationship,
as Brett knows about, we've seen so many miracles, Dawn. I mean, literally, one of my prayers in church is, God, please, you touch the people. I don't want to pray. You touch them.
Right.
We had a lady with severe knee damage during the middle of the service, started getting up and jumping up and down like a Mexican jumping bean.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, she says, I'm healed. I'm like, come up. What happened? She says, you have no idea. I had severe knee damage, she said, and the Lord touched me today, and the pain's all gone. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, God wants to heal his people.
Yeah.
And he's in the healing business. He's into setting addictions free.
Yes.
See, you can go, you mentioned, you know, the demonic Ouija boards and all that. You can't counsel a demon. It's got to come out. You
mm-hmm.
can't counsel.
No.
It's going to hide. But when you tell that demon to come out in Jesus' name, it's going to come out. And that's the church we have. We just love God and love people. And it's exciting. Serving God is an excitement here. We just love it.
Yes, I'd like to hear from you again,
Brett.
Yes. What do you do? Do you film the church services on the Sundays? What do you do in your technology?
Basically what I do, I mean, I just came out of the youth, which is amazing, and Eric is actually leading that. He's doing a great job. So mm-hmm. now what I'm doing with the social media is I'm basically taking pictures and videos.
Okay.
And some things I'm doing, like a Facebook Live where people can actually see part of the service. Next mm-hmm. thing I'll do is, like, I'll do recordings, and then I'll kind of eventually put the pieces together to create a video that's kind of has music in the background, something that you can
watch. I don't have to sneak my live video face anymore. They're like, Dawn's doing a live video feed at church.
Yes.
And plus I help out anywhere I'm needed. Right. More than happy to do that. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll drive the van for whenever someone needs a break or whatever, and just kind of filling in, just kind of making sure that we work together.
Yes.
We communicate very well, and we really work as a great team.
Beautiful.
Let me just put a plug in here. You know, when you come to church, you're looking for people that, once they come, they fall in love with Jesus, they start serving. And,
right.
and Brett is a servant. I mean, like, we had our van driver just got sick. He couldn't drive. I said, Brett, 911, can you please? He's just no problem, never wow. complains, drives the van, social media, is taking pictures. He's helping with the food pantry. And that's what happens when you fall in love with the Lord. You just want to serve.
Oh, you know what I wanted to also say? Something's happening on July. You have a special program July 16th.
July 16th.
Is that a monthly program? Or you do
That's like an in-house, we call it. It's okay. Super Sunday Giveaway.
Super Sunday Giveaway.
Yeah, we just flyer the community.
So how often is Super Sunday Giveaway?
That's once every other month we do that, because that's big. That's
big. Oh, yeah, approximately once a month.
We flyer the neighborhood, you go to all the businesses and tell them we're doing. That's where we get all the people. We don't mention church. We just say Super Sunday Giveaway, come.
Okay.
This way they don't know, and they're coming, they're walking in. Because, you know, bill pay, everyone needs a bill pay.
Oh, definitely.
And gift card giveaways, gas cards, you know, and we just come in there, give them a practical, you know, relevant message, what's going on in society, and then we just raffle off, I mean, dishwashers, wash machines, lawn mowers, I mean, baby supplies, cribs, microwaves. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
You know, it's so funny. We were there, my husband's like telling me, we need speakers for the sailboat. Mm. And then all of a sudden, he picked something, his name or something, out of the bucket. He goes, shake, shake, shake.
Stir, stir, stir.
Stir, stir. And we have some really cool speakers on the boat. So, yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, that was really special. Also, Pastor, I have a question. You know, my father, when I was younger, had Hodgkin's disease. And he was a Christian. He prayed for a lot of people. And my mother went to the hospital one day, and she said, do not die on me. I cannot raise four children by myself. And my father had a pastor come and pray for him. Now, this was when I was younger, in my 9 or 10 years old, and mm-hmm. 11. And he was healed of Hodgkin's disease. And, it was later on in the years that he had passed away. And, you know, and I want to tell people that are out there, you know, watch what you say. Your words are powerful.
Words are powerful.
Because my mother said to me, she said, I told your father I was 3 years behind him. And she was. And she said, I take those words back, Dawn. How do I get back? But she knew she was going to be with him because she loved him so much. You know, and that's a big thing that people don't realize. What you say comes back on you.
Yes.
You know, and that is, you know, and I say sometimes to God, it's too big for me. Mm-hmm. Take it, or I'm dealing with somebody in Hollywood or whatever it is, just take it and you deal with it. I take it to the altar, I'm done.
Right,
that's what I do.
Right.
You know. So I just want to say, you know, a lot of prayer, and that does help. And I want to thank you for helping pray for, I called Pastor when my son was in the hospital last mm-hmm. week. And they thought it was a Crohn's disease starting up again in the gallbladder stones. And he's only in his early 30s.
Oh, boy.
Young father of two. And mm-hmm. you know what? After you prayed with him, they came in. They released him the next day. No surgery, no nothing.
That was a miracle.
That was a miracle.
Definitely. You know, and so mm-hmm. I also have, I think Andrew's going to be calling shortly. I'm not sure. Is he on the phone yet, Bobby?
Not yet. We're waiting for him.
We have a gentleman that's called agiftoftheheart.com. He's traveling in Los Angeles and wanted to set up a meeting with you when he comes back. And he has a film that, you know, he wanted to preview over at your church to see if you'd be interested.
Let me inject something, though. You mentioned, you know, the Bible says life and death is in the tongue. Whatever you say, your words have power.
Yes.
Just for example, we had Michelle earlier on. Mm-hmm. I said to her, when you go to work, you speak the Deuteronomy 28 blessings over your life, over your family, over your work. She did that for 1 week. Watch this. She had the number one sales in the whole country that week. And the bosses, the CEO was like, what are you doing? She said, I'm just giving God the glory. They didn't want to hear that. What method? She said, no, I'm giving God. And they were blown away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get up in the morning, if you say, well, this, it's going to be a great day, I'm blessed, you know, I'm going to have favor at work, you're speaking that out. And what happens, it comes back to you.
Listen, I don't think I heard you tell us where this church is located.
Okay, yeah, it's in Largo. It's 11,110th Avenue North in Largo. And once again, the services are at 10 o'clock in the Sunday morning. We have a 7 p.m. Wednesday midweek service, Bible study, discipleship. And it's just exciting. You know, God's exciting. You know, I always ask myself a question. What would Jesus do if he was here right now? He wouldn't lock himself inside the church and hide and say how bad it was. We are called to be lights.
Yes.
Light that shines in the darkness. So people that are believers, born again, and you're in a work environment and they're cussing and they're swearing, don't complain. You're there for the light. You're there to help them.
Yes.
And that's what we do. We have to go out into the community, let them show them the love of God and demonstrate it. Mm-hmm. We were in Jordan Park one time, and according to the police officers, it's a really bad area. Actually, they told me not to go down there. I said, no, I'm not disrespecting you, sir, but the Lord told me to go down there.
Okay.
We went down there. They're the nicest people down there. When you show them the love of God and you feed them and you clothe them, give them free haircuts and face paint their kid, we didn't have one problem.
Give a helping hand.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a blessing because God's with you.
Yes.
And he says,
he's doing his work.
He said, when you feed the poor, you lend to the Lord, and you're a rewarder. He's a rewarder of that. So I said, God, I'm feeding your people. I'm part Jewish, you know, so are you. I said, God, I want it back with interest. See, Isaiah 45:11 says, command my word to come to pass.
Yes.
You're not commanding God. You're saying, God, I'm reminding you of your word to come to pass.
Yes.
And when you start doing that, things happen.
Yes.
Awesome.
Wow. Beautiful.
Brett, I have a question for you. What would you like to do that you haven't done yet? What is your goal in life? Where do you see yourself? What do you want to do?
Eventually, what I'm going to do is focus on creating my business so I can free more time so I can, you know, also do just different things, travel, visit family, and also, you know, pay for his trip one of these days. Say, hey, happy birthday, Leah.
Awesome.
That's a joke.
Awesome. You know, it's so funny when you're saying, what would Jesus do? So we're out to dinner, and I can't explain the situation. I looked at my husband. I said, what would Pastor do?
How long have you been a pastor? How long have you been pastoring?
I've been an assistant pastor for 7 years and a senior pastor for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And well, what happened too, you know, as life and death is in the tongue, you know, we just moved into a new home and my wife and my daughter and I went to Publix to go to food shop and it was raining. Mm-hmm. And I just started singing, open the floodgates of heaven. I get crazy with my daughter and embarrass her. And as we go in, a lady looks at us with this puzzled look and she stops and she says, are you going to spend more than $50? I says, yes, ma'am, I am. And she gave me a $10 coupon that expires that night. I looked at my daughter, isn't God good?
Yes.
And what I did, I got selfish for a moment, but then I seen a lady in line with two kids, and I blessed her with that coupon, and I invited her to church.
Beautiful.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
The more you give out, the more you get
receive.
Back.
Receive, yes.
It's in any area of your life.
Yes.
You know, I have my prayer time every morning. I light my candle, and I, you know, just have my time. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Pastor the story. There was a neighbor that before he left, this is a cute story, just long story short. I'm trying to make it quick because I know there's a caller. Mm-hmm. So my speakers on my computer went. So I get a lot of Christian singers writing me and saying, hey, you know, listen to my music, and I can hardly hear it. And so anyways, I'm like, oh, God, I need some new speakers for my computer. And within moments, there was a knock on the door. And the neighbor said, hey, my son just left some stuff out of his storage. You know, could you use some speakers for a computer?
Isn't that something?
Now, wow. I know, but that was like 10 minutes, you know, that happened. So when you ask God for something, it could be right away, knock on your door.
Wow.
And that was amazing. So all I know is, you know, I read the book. I love it. God Winks. Did you ever read that?
Not yet. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's just little things that you know that God's in, you know, just little stories that you know that's a God. It's called God Wink.
Wow.
And so I'll have to get you that that author. Yeah, get him on the air with us as well. Beautiful. I know we have a caller, and we want to thank who's calling in.
Andrew is on the line.
Hi, Andrew. We have a few minutes. You're on the road. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got a little bit of a cold from the smog in L.A., however.
And,
so I'm actually starting to begin my travel back to Florida today.
Well, I want
to. How's it going there?
It's good. I want to introduce you. Remember, I was trying to get you to my pastor. Well, I thought I'd get you on the air with him. So this is Pastor Joe and Andrew. You know, tell them what you like to do in the churches.
Well, hi, Pastor Joe. I mean, one of my objectives to do in the churches was to show our our trailer and introduced the film, The Gift of the Heart, which goes to support children with cancer, and show them what we're doing and how this all started out in faith. And I actually stepped forward in faith as God asked me to, dressed up my car and drove all the way to L.A. knowing that I only had enough money to get here.
Wow.
And I had a big smile on my face, and everybody said, well, how are you going to get back? And I said, well, God's handling it because he told me to do this. So
right.
It's awesome. Called following in faith and just doing, you know, doing what you believe you're supposed to be doing. And the night before last, I looked at my account, and people had donated enough money to you know, get gas to get back to Florida. So it's amazing what faith can do. And, you know, my own testament and my own story behind the story. And then there's another gentleman that also came from a very rough background and was saved. And he's going to be in the film as well. And
let me add too.
We signed a young lady called Shelley Lizette Brannon, who's 12 years old, who has an organization where she donates to children with cancer, and she's only 12 years old, and she's a cancer survivor, and she's joined our cast as one of our people. You know, what we really want to do is try to get, you know, churches involved in helping us get this movie finished so that we can put it out there for the public to see, so that we can donate a substantial portion of our net profits to kids with cancer.
Beautiful. Also, too, I want to add, he has Austin St. John, one of the original Power Rangers, in his movie, especially when he came and brought him here. He had like 3,500 hits on Facebook. I'm like, don't go away yet.
Wow.
Stay right here. But he also has John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard in his movie as well.
Wow.
So he does have some power players in that. So we just wanted to tell everybody, go to giftoftheheart.com. I just want to introduce you. I'll give you Pastor's number after the show.
Sure, sure. It seems like you're walking by faith. That's awesome. And when you walk by faith, God always meets your needs. It might not be when you need it, but he's always on time.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, I prayed about it. I also prayed about meeting a cancer survivor in my film. Little did I know he was going to drop this little girl in my lap.
Wow.
My perspective of what he was going to send was completely the opposite, but she's so perfect. And, you know, like I said, the night before, I was supposed to, I mean, actually in Vegas right now, leave L.A. I had no money to leave. I had a tank full of gas, and I figured, well, that'll get me to Vegas, and I've got some friends there. And when I woke up Monday morning, the money was there.
Beautiful.
So, awesome.
You know, I just, you know, it never bothered me one bit. I just smiled and said, I know it'll be taken care of, because I was told when I left, I was actually offered a plane ticket to fly out to L.A., and I refused it. And they said, why? I said, because God has asked me to drive.
Hmm.
So I'm going to drive, knowing that I've only got enough money to get there.
We got a saying, walk by faith, drive by sight.
Well, you also say, checks in the mail.
That's it. Yeah.
Checks in the email. Checks on PayPal.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We people come out of prison and people look down on them. We had the deputy sheriff from Seminole that we partner with. He had some guy that he pulled over. He let him go. He said, look, I'm going to let you go. The next day, pulls him over again. He said, look, I got to take you to jail, but here's Pastor Joe's card. When you get out, call him.
Wow.
All he did was hang on to that card. He came out of jail. He's been to church about 4 or 5 months. This guy totally turned his life around. He's one of the ushers in the church. He knows how to fix cars. He knows how to put gutters up. He knows, I mean, such a nice guy. And God just totally turned his life around. So you know what? Once again, God looks at the inside, not the outside.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can't judge someone by what they look like. It's the heart.
Yes.
Right. And Andrew, we want to thank you. We only have about 6 minutes left, so we just want to thank you for calling in on the road. I'll call you later. I've got some connections for you in Vegas.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you, Andrew.
Giftoftheheart.com.
Have a good day, Andrew.
I hope I'll have an opportunity to come into your church and
awesome.
Talk to your congregation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Show everyone what we have and why we're doing it.
Okay, when you come down to Florida, just give me a call.
All right,
awesome.
Will do.
Okay, I know he had tried to call before, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get him on the air with you. So that's how we do it. You know, Brett, any other, I know it goes so fast this hour. I thank you so much for being here. I am going to promote your giveaways on Sunday or have somebody call in on the show. If you ever, I know Lola's listening, our station owner, and if you ever decide to come here and have your own hour show, Beaming Hope Church Hour, we have airtime. So, Brett, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Brett, would you like your own show here? You could do that.
I'm speechless. Yeah, I can. We'll talk later.
For sure, for sure. I know I got some people coming in today. They're like, I'm excited. I also want to thank everyone for listening. We have the Business View Show on Tuesdays that I'm working on, 20 minutes. You get on-air interview. It's $250 for 30-second commercial spots. So I'll be hosting that as well. And Wednesdays tomorrow, actually, we have more film directors, producers, agents, casting directors, Yvonne.
Yes.
For Hollywood Connections, listen.
And people auditioning.
That's right.
Yeah.
From 6 to 8 p.m. And Pastor, what would you like to say to your wife live on Facebook and live on the air?
Honey, I just want to tell you, you're the best gift besides my salvation. I love you so much. You're awesome what you do. We work together as a team, and you're such a blessing. You're the backbone of the ministry, and I cannot thank God enough for you. I love you. I love my two beautiful daughters. I love the church. I love the pastors. I love Dawn. I love every God is love, and what happens, like, you know, men, real men love Jesus. You'll cry. You know what? I'll do the dishes and start crying and thank God so much for, there's the little things in life that are so much. And I just want to thank you, Dawn, for allowing me to be here and Brett here. We love you and thank you so much.
Oh, it's been such a treat. I'd like to bring your wife and you back as well.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And just keep talking about some great things. I know we have 3 minutes left. And Brett, any other last words that you'd like to say?
Not really, but I'm just grateful for them. I mean, just that they're really grounded and they're great examples and they preach, teach, and demonstrate. So they do exactly what's in line with the Bible. And it's really good because you can build discernment when you're reading the Bible. You're like, okay, they're doing the will of God. When you walk in the church, you're like, yep, he's speaking the word, and there's like power behind it. So
right.
Well, just grateful.
Well, I got to tell you, we first walked in the church. My husband says, let's sit in the back. And Pastor Joe's like, you know, we have front second row seats. He's like, okay, can we do second row today?
Well, I want to thank both of you for being here. It's wonderful, the work that you're doing. Keep up the good work because the people there need it. People out there need that type of work. Keep it up.
Amen. Thank you. You mind if I pray before we go
up
there?
Yes, I was just going to ask you because we have 3-4 minutes. I'd love it.
Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we just love you here. God, that's what you are, your love. And we just come before you. We thank you, Lord. Even as this radio station, I commend the blessings of heaven. I command it explodes. I decree and declare, Father, from the north, south, east, and west. And I just thank you, Father. You're in the business of growth. It's about your kingdom. And I thank you for your kingdom here, Father. We're bringing it down here on earth, Father. And we thank you for change in communities, that change in the country. And Lord, I command even right now, Father, anyone who's listening right now that's hurting, that's broke, in the name of Jesus, I come against depression in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. And if you're listening right now, you might be going to a church or a religious program that, you know, that's all fine. But you know what? Jesus says you cannot see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. And it's so simple that Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. And all you need to do is say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. And I invite you in my heart. If you pray that right now in Jesus' name, you know what? It's that simple. You are in his kingdom. And once again, if you're looking for a church and you live in a nearby area, Beaming Hope Church, we're 11,110th Avenue North Largo, 10 o'clock. Come as you are. We love you and we appreciate you and God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we'll be back with more specials with Beaming Hope Church. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Yvonne, thank you so much.
Yes, I'm Yvonne, Miss Florida Diva.
All right, Bobby, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.